Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 27, 2020. New Life 1271. Social Rules in the New World.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about social communication, social relations, interactions, things that fill our life, but not so sure that we know how to do them in the best possible way. We'll try to learn something. Be with us. Yael, please. On our show, we hear you a lot talk about interpersonal relationships, about people coming closer, about the entire matter of social relations as something very meaningful in all of our lives, and certainly according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And we'd like to look at several interesting aspects about communication or relations that seemingly we understand what that is, but this time we want to deepen a bit. And let's start with social connections in nature, social relations. We people, we have interactions, we relate to each other, we have societies, we have a person in a society. In nature itself, besides people, are there social laws too? Dr. Leitman, yes, but they're not called social. These are instincts. And therefore, it's determined by the laws of nature, like ants, suppose. They have a society. Oh, you bet, what a society. They're families of animals, and so on. At least for a certain period of time that they connect between them, and so on. But these are instincts. It's immersed in nature, whereas it's not immersed in the nature of human beings, but it's something that we ourselves have to develop. Yeah, the emotional element, Dr. Leitman, animals have no emotional element because it's something that they don't develop themselves. The emotion exists, but it's controlled by nature. We have to bring ourselves to a state, to a degree, where emotionally, intellectually, we build. First and foremost, in mind and heart, a system, and then, if we're talking about this world, then we realize it in practice, in matter, in this world. Yeah, about the intellectual, emotional systems, looking from the outside in, or their culture, suppose, where the connection between people is very warm. There are cultures where the connection is very distant. There are places where the connection is even physical. There are places where it's verbal. There are places where the connection is very emotional, very dramatic. And there are places where it seems really dry, cold, beyond all the theater that we see, its external appearances that exist in every culture, person, in regard to the connection itself, a person who's more emotional, his connection to other people is closer than a person who's, for example, more business-like and more, technical-like. Dr. Leitman, we do not know how to measure and show everyone exactly the measure to which a person participates or doesn't participate with others. Better to say participate. That's a kind of word that there's not too much emotion there. And therefore, it seems to me that this is our problem. that we don't know, therefore, how to measure the extent to which a person comes out of himself toward others. He himself doesn't know, and we don't know. And therefore, we can see some kind of movie and cry and what does the actor do there? He's not concerned with what he's doing. He doesn't really care about it. He did the movie and goes and does the very opposite. He doesn't care. He's an actor. So therefore, we can't see the response of others, to measure the response of others, and even ourselves. Yeah. In different cultures, participating with others, is it different, Dr. Lakeland? Of course, I was in China. And I didn't understand them. They all seem like puppets that you wind a spring and they act accordingly. Until I got to know some of them and I started to feel an ocean of emotions there and a warm heart and really people that want to help and do. And so it goes both ways. We don't understand each other, that sometimes we meet people that we're not familiar with their shape, form, or external expressions. That's something else. In short, it's a problem. So you're actually saying that the external expression says nothing actually about the measure of a person's inner participation of closeness with another person throughout history on the axis of time. Is there a difference in the measure of a person's participation, involvement with another person? Is today different than the past, Dr. Lake? Of course. A person is new every day. His ego develops more and more. And maybe by that, he better understands others, better understands himself, knows how to use egoistically or the other way around already if he's corrected and so on. But on a daily basis, the changes in everyone are vast and in society as a whole. Yeah, and where is this all headed, Dr. Lightman? Toward the greater and greater egoistic development up to the point of the recognition of evil. Yeah, do we come closer or move away from each other, Dr. Lightman? We use each other more, exploit each other, Yael. And about participating with each other on an emotional level and a heartly fashion, Dr. Lightman, where do you see that? Today, children take their parents to court? Yael, so we're exploiting each other more and more. This is the trend, Dr. Lightman. In other words, our egoistic desire is growing from moment to moment, period, limitlessly. Yael, if we want to neutralize the influence of time and the influence of cultures, are there rules of how to connect in society that are beyond time, that are beyond one culture or another, Dr. Layton? What's good for the ego? This is what develops from generation to generation and exists. That's the rule. Yeah, can you explain? Dr. Lightman, all of us behave according to our ego and to the measure to which our ego develops, and it's developing all the time. Accordingly, we want to realize it, and therefore we're all the time changing society, the way we behave toward each other, and so on all levels. All in them. I want to ask about another aspect in our discussion. How do social interactions influence our life? If we look at a child, we know that if we don't start developing his ability to connect to other children at a certain age, he will not develop. Why are social interactions so important to our development, Dr. Lightman? Because we live in a society, in human society, And we can't provide a life for ourselves like animals do. An animal, throw it in the forest. It continues to exist. It'll find something to eat, where to sleep. It doesn't need clothes, it doesn't need a house, it doesn't need society. Everyone lives that way. Whereas man can't. Man is a social creature, meaning he needs a society. Without society, you can't survive. Dr. Leitman, what is it? Why does he need society? What does he need? Dr. Leitman, it's a kind of animal that has to live in society. Oh, and what does man have to receive from society? Dr. Leitman, he can't provide what he needs for himself. Oh, and what food? Dr. Leitman, food, sex, family, afterwards money, honor, knowledge, all of these things. He needs many things. An animal, if you give it food, it doesn't need fur, it doesn't need a house, it'll get along with all these things. It will also find food. But if you give it food, that's it. It's not looking for anything beyond that. Not looking. Whereas man, he's boundless. His lack is boundless. Owen, suppose you have a castle with food for 1,000 years. And then you can say, okay, I have a home, shelter, food, everything. But no social ties. What would you be lacking? Dr. Leitman, I can't provide for my basic needs without having social connections. That's one thing. Another thing is that without a social life, I become an animal. There is a big difference between the animal world and human beings. It's a different level of existence. A person, in order to exist, he has to develop with, among others. If you throw a person in the forest, a baby, you put him in the forest, there he becomes a wild animal. We can't exist without a human society, meaning I can't be on my own. Oh, and why not? Dr. Leitman, because there's something about me that has to develop as a result of my connection with others. Oh, and what is it? Dr. Leitman, my soul, it's a kind of deficiency that I have to be in connection with others and reach a kind of connection with others that I give them, they give me, we unite, and in that I feel life. If I do not connect with them, to them, in order to feel life, egoistic or altruistic, doesn't matter what kind, I don't feel that I'm alive. Mainly what I lack on my level as a human being is that. Owen, doctors say that loneliness can kill a person sometimes more than illnesses. Why? Why does loneliness drive us mad, Dr. Leitman? Because by nature, we are the descendants of Adam HaRishon, literally speaking, the first man. It's a system that we all came from. In each of us, there is an inner point that is interconnected with all the inner points of all other people throughout all generations into a single system. And this is the connection that we need, and we have to be nourished through it. Oh, and when a person experiences loneliness, Dr. Leitman, he as if rips himself from that system in which he is connected with everyone, and he's no longer called a human being. He's an animal then. Oh, and when you pick a flower, you disconnect it from its roots, then it could exist for several days, I don't know, water it, something. At a certain point, it withers. What happens to a person who's alone internally in loneliness? Dr. Leitman, gradually he's dying. Oh, and so much so, Dr. Leitman, yeah, yet his vital force run out? His vital forces run out, Dr. Lightman? Of course, because we have such forces that we get only from the environment. And if he doesn't die physically, but mentally, for sure, emotionally, it's like children that you find them later on that were left in the forest. You find them a few years later, they're no longer human beings. They're animals. They can't get used to being human beings. Oh, and up until now, we talked about other people's influence over me, and now I understand how crucial it is. Now, if you can explain about my influence over other people, do I, as an individual, have a force toward other people around me? Dr. Leibniz, of course, because we're all connected in that one system called Adam. Well, and what is the system, Dr. Leibniz? That in each of us, there is a one tiny point of desire, and all of our desires in each and every one of us are all interconnected in a system called Adam. And we have to be nourished by that system. And we are nourished by it. The only question is the measure to which we ourselves are realizing that system, are keeping it, meaning that we have a need to be interconnected in order to keep our connection like we have in that system of Adam that we're a part of. Oh, I didn't get it. Dr. Lee, all of us are the bearers of one emotional point, each of us, and all of these emotional points that exist in each and every one, each and every point, each and every personal, individual, particular point of each and every one is connected with the points of everyone else in a way that all of us are interconnected. All of us, whether we like it or not, whether we reveal it or we don't, that's it. Yeah. And this network of connections, it's at the foundation of reality, Dr. Leibman. True. Oh, and if so, then what you described now is the way we exist in nature, and you said that it's above time, space, generations, everyone's connected in this emotional point together. If this is how nature connected us all, why does man have so many problems and social interactions? There's nothing more complicated in life than social interactions. People don't get along with others. Why? Dr. Lake, because after we got this shape together, all of us, where we're all interconnected like a ball, we also have received an egoistical addition, mutual hate toward each other, and this hate that became revealed in everyone blew this ball up, and as if we moved away from each other, very far away. Yeah, and why is it still so hard? I don't know a single person that his entire social life was good. We're trying to correct things that we got tangled up. Why is it so complicated? What makes this so complicated? Dr. Lightman, it's in order for us to want to be connected, for us to demand to be reconnected, reunited. That's why it was prepared the way it was, for us to understand how important it is to be connected above nature, above our ego. Dr. Lightman, if I understand the system, then on part of nature, there are two opposite preparations that exist in each of us and in the system of relations between us. On the one hand, you're saying that you're all interconnected. On the other hand, nature made each of us with a feeling that we're all separate. These two preparations, nature has imprinted in us without asking us. That's how we are. That's it, Dr. Lightman. Of course. Oh, and so as if nature tangled us up, connected us and separated us, distinguished us, Dr. Latham. True. Well, and true, but, you know, things are hard, Dr. Latham. No one said it's easy. Of course, nature really tangled us up together, like you said, and what? Okay, I understand. So a person doesn't have to relate to himself as if something's screwed about him. Is that normal, what's happening? Dr. Laban, it's normal until it starts bittering our life. And suppose we start advancing in a proactive direction, that a person wants to start building the right relations with other people. What is the first rule that a person has to keep in his connection to other people? In this entire entanglement, Dr. Laban, that you start accustoming yourself to seeing all of humanity as one system. And I don't know where all of humanity is. What does this mean, Dr. Layton? All people connected. And in my relation toward others, what does that mean, Dr. Layton? That I have to treat them as I treat myself. What? If we're connected, then what are you ahoing about? Then you didn't understand my previous sentence. So repeat, please. Dr. Layton, we're all interconnected in one system. That's it? And this is the pattern you talked about previously, that this is our mold from the start, that we're connected together. Dr. Layton, yeah? Yeah, so we're supposed to discover this connection? Dr. Layton, yeah, it means that I can't use someone else because it's like myself. I can't hate another because it's like I don't hate myself. And so on. We have to be connected in a good and nice way in a relationship of utter love toward each other, everyone. This is the ideal corrected form that has to be. We are in the complete opposite form. Completely opposite. The opposite of the opposite. Why? And also, it's something that's hidden from us in order not to show us the abyss that's right in front of us, that we will gradually discover and correct. Yeah. What is this abyss, Dr. Layton? Our ego. That instead of connection, instead of love, we have disconnection and love. Disconnection is one thing, but also hate. Instead of connection and love. Yeah, so there are several stages here. First of all, we're disconnected from each other. We don't see that all of us are interconnected. So first of all, to even understand emotionally that this is the situation. Afterwards, to maybe start coming a bit closer. If there's this connection, and then to overcome all these feelings and develop a feeling of love, there's a process here. Dr. Layton, I understand that you're an educated person, a psychologist, and so on, but it doesn't exactly follow the laws of psychology. There are laws here that are determined by nature about how to come closer in these opposite discernments from hate between people to love. Owen, you're saying that these laws are not exactly psychological. Is it related to human courtesy? For hundreds of years, maybe even more, people are taught how to be courteous, to behave more nicely toward each other. Dr. Layton, how do you teach them? Are you giving them exercises in order to tie them together? I don't get the question, Dr. Layton. You don't even get the question. You want to bring them closer between them or what? In school, you know what? Not even school, in kindergarten. My mother was a kindergarten teacher. kids fight all the time. I don't know why. He takes this, he takes that. Give me back. So intuitively, what do you say? Be nice, don't be that way, don't take. He's hearing it from kindergarten, comes to school, he's told, behave nicely, don't hit, don't do. You finish a school, you see, as a grown-up, there are those that really keep the laws. Dr. Lightman. Afterwards, he's brought to a court, and the judge tells him, behave nicely. Well, exactly, it's funny, but it's not, because it's life. And you're saying that the rules of the correct interconnection between people is for a person to feel that he's interconnected with everyone, and therefore he has to relate to everyone that way. Dr. Lightman. Therefore, that's why I asked, what were you taught in school? Were you taught to love others or how not to hit? And you not to hit him so he won't hit you back. These are completely different laws. Owen, we have 1 minute left. What is the most important thing that has to be taught in relation to the right interactions between people? Dr. Lightman, that in our life, the most important thing is the connection between us, that our life exists in the connection between us, between you and me. This is where life is. If we think about that, we will already have an approach to the secret of life. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.
There is no way back. What is the difference between our time and all the previous periods of development that have passed on the earth? We always try to improve our condition, and for this we forced nature to change for us, adjusting it to our needs. We did not want to change ourselves, but sought to change the world, considering ourselves the masters of nature. We grew up this way, and for this we developed science, techniques, and technology in order to change the world around us, for our immediate benefits, instead of changing ourselves inside. But today we have come to a completely new state. Nature wants us to change ourselves in accordance with it, instead of getting comfortable within it. Nature did not demand us to change ourselves before, only to adapt to the conditions set, like animals. This is how the inanimate world, plants and animals exist. They take advantage of everything in the environment to provide themselves with the most comfortable conditions. But all this is in the past, and now we are entering a new era. Humanity does not yet realize this, but the science of Kabbalah allows us to perceive this and begin to see. Nature, the upper force, demands humans begin to change to match it. Just like in raising children, at first we do not demand anything from them. The main thing for the child is to grow up, to gain more weight, to understand more, and to know how to get settled in the environment. But then we begin to gradually demand from children to understand what is happening, for mutual contact with the environment, and integral connection. That is, the human must reckon with nature now. Nature demands the correct development and ever greater mutuality from us. Maybe we can finally understand this and start changing ourselves. The first congress we hold in this new era must be imbued with the spirit of the last generation, the new state. Nature does not just push us to adapt to its conditions, it demands us to make internal changes, and not due to techniques and technologies. Our inner nature needs to be corrected. And correction is possible only through uniting, and this is what distinguishes a human from inanimate matter, plants, and animals. A person can become a part of integral nature only if he corrects his egoism. The inanimate, plant, and animal levels act according to natural instincts. But people should study their desire to enjoy and try to bring it to harmony with nature, changing it from receiving into bestowal. Only after that will we achieve the correct connection with all levels of nature. This is the peculiarity of the new period humanity is now entering. And this is why all attempts to return to the old lifestyle will not be crowned with success. On the contrary, we will get blows every time we try to reverse and go back. These blows will teach us, and show us, a new direction. Being closer to nature means achieving an integral connection, and this is the only way to come to a good state. Otherwise, nothing will help. We hope that the coronavirus sweeps over us, like a tsunami wave and returns back to the sea, letting us get back to our former life. But it won't. On the contrary, there will be wave after wave. Whenever it seems to us that we can get back to the old lifestyle, we will immediately be covered with the next wave, which will make us think not about the past, but about the future. And uniting is the only direction to the future. The period of childhood, when nature raised us with gentle spanking, like little children, is over. The children have become adults, and it's time to figure out what to do. Only through the connection between hearts, not through devices, humans can connect with nature and feel a new life in this new connection. This is a real revolution, both spiritual and material. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 5, 2020, The Last Generation, From the Old World to the New World, Preparation for the Virtual Convention, A New World 2020. Fetus saves the mother. Remark: the fetus in the mother's womb, as a rule, is under her care, love, and constantly in this environment. However, genetic scientists have found that it not only grows in love, but it itself also loves. Scientists say, if the mother suddenly gets sick and something happens to her, some kind of hormone is developed in the fetus, which it sends to cure the mother. There is such a process of love. My comment: if they care, if they depend on each other, then naturally there is feedback. The fetus is always trying to do everything in its power to annul itself before the mother, and by this it helps her to control it. On the other hand, the mother and the fetus send signals to each other every minute about how much they are in mutual love, consent, support, and how much they need each other. All the time. This circulation of feelings between them gives strength to the development of the fetus. Question: does it mean that the mother is constantly being renewed and the fetus is growing? The renewal of a woman during pregnancy, is this mutual love, the energy that enters? Answer: yes. The fact is that the fetus gives her so much upper, spiritual forces that almost everything is renewed because of the spiritual structure in which she exists, like the Creator in regards to the creation. Question: is the play of the fetus in the mother and the mother like the Creator and creation? Answer: yes. Question: can we reach such a state when we are inside the Creator? Answer: we have to do this. Question: what is it to be inside the Creator? Answer: to be inside the Creator means to feel not yourself, but Him. That is, I annul myself completely. In the fact that I annul myself, in every parameter of my annulment, I feel His attitude to me. Question: when you say, I annul myself, does this mean that my thoughts, my actions, and my behavior are in Him? He leads and I kind of give myself to Him, lead me. Answer: yes. Absolutely. I do not even check anything in any way, I completely annul myself in advance. Question: can a person reach such a state? Answer: everyone must do it. The coronavirus will help us in this. Question: what does it lead us to now from this point of view? Answer: to annulling ourselves. Only if I annul myself before society, and so each of us, then society can recover and not infect each other. Through this we will come. Question. So, do I not dispute anything? I am told to stay at home, I stay at home, to wear masks, I wear a mask, and so on. Answer. Moreover, I think that by doing this, I do not infect others. I follow all the instructions to avoid infecting others. I think about them. Imagine doing that. See how much the world will change. This is a different intention. Question. Does it mean that the main idea is that I do not infect others? Does this mean that you already are quietly within the Creator? Answer. You are not yet part of Him, but you are no longer opposite to Him. It is like Hillel said, do not do unto others what is hateful to you. Then love your neighbor as yourself. This is already the next stage. Question. What in this case will be love your neighbor as yourself? Answer. Make sure that he is healthy. Imagine that you are healthy and he is sick, and you give him blood, everything he needs. Question. Do you give him everything you have? Is this love thy neighbor as yourself? At this moment, do you not think about yourself at all? Answer, in no way. Then you are cured and he is cured. Question, don't I even ask for his smile or some kind of thank you? Answer, what are you talking about? This is already a reward. Question, no reward at all? Answer, no. Nothing. Question, can a person reach this point? Answer, a person can reach this and be grateful that he has this opportunity. Question, not to ask anything for myself and just to give everything? Answer, yes. It is not that far away, we can understand that. Question, we can understand. But can we do this or not? Answer, slowly. Gradually, with the support of society. Question, do you think that is what the virus came for, to move us closer to this? Answer, precisely for this. Look what it is doing. This is the first blow to all of humanity in our time. Remark, is this the way to do not do unto others what is hateful to you, then to love your neighbor as yourself, and then one single whole? Answer, yes. One humanity with one Creator. It all will be fast. Question, will you and I see this? Answer, I think so. Yes. I even have confidence. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 6, 2020. Health and Medicine, Part 4. What 90% of the world's population should do. Question. Scientists have calculated that 40% of diseases are caused not by viruses or physical ailments, but by mental stress. Today millions of people are sitting at home, and this naturally leads to stress. Many people say that the damage from this is much greater than from some kind of virus. What do you think about that? Answer, I believe that a person needs to be corrected. There is no point in counting whether it is so or not. A person must understand that he lives in an integral society, inside a ball. Inanimate, vegetative, animate, and most importantly, human nature affects him, and he must be in homeostasis, in balance, with them. And this does not happen. A person wants to receive everything from the world around him, give nothing in return, or, in extreme cases, give only as much as is required of him. This is the problem. Today we are in conditions that will force us to do something. Indeed, in order to provide us with everything we need, only 10% of the population must work, I emphasize, to provide the necessary. And the remaining 90% of the people also need to be fed and taken care of. But they don't need to work physically, they don't need to earn any material value. They must transform society, humanity, make them kind and interconnected. They need to engage in self-education and training of others. Then we will have a harmonious society. Question. What does it mean a person must give? You say, homeostasis means that a person takes something from nature and has to give something to it. What exactly? Answer. Good fellowship. We don't need anything else. Question. Was there a period in the history of mankind that exemplifies good fellowship? Answer: no, there was not. Question: even during the primitive communal system? Answer: there are primitive systems even now, for example, in Africa, in Polynesia. But this is not a society, but a small commune. From CAB TV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, May 14, 2020. Managing Stress, Part 8. Causes of Stress. Question: stress can be caused by various circumstances. However, the most terrible thing for a person is the stress caused by the rejection from society. Why? Answer: it is because a person is entirely inside society. Therefore, when he feels that society rejects him, he has no reason to cling to life. He does not know where he will exist. Question: what usually causes stress? The fact that a person is overly satisfied with life or feels empty. Answer: stress is caused by the fact that a person loses orientation. It does not matter from what state, when one loses the ground under his feet, then he feels stressed. Question: they say that loneliness causes stress. Can there be stress from excessive socializing? Answer: yes, sure. Even more than from loneliness. Loneliness, on the contrary, can suggest self-contemplation and calmness. However, when a person is amid the seething swirl of people, then he is affected by huge vibrations that can cause very strong stress. Question: there are many different methods of dealing with stress. How can the stress from realizing the finite nature of life be prevented? Answer: not in any way. A person should just think about how life should end, whether he ends it correctly and well. In our psyche, there is a special condition that mutes the time when a person is parting with life, and he agrees to part with it. He agrees to fall asleep. From CAB TV's Management Skills, June 25, 2020.